Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Hey guys, it's Ethel and
Anna.
And welcome to another J Top 10 Artists of the Month episode. In November, we are featuring none other than the legendary group from YouTube, Goose House. Japan, chances are that even if you've never heard of this band, you've probably seen some of their cover songs on YouTube. Goose House was a six-member J-pop band formed in 2011. They first gained popularity by performing covers of famous Japanese songs and live streaming sessions before releasing their own music. Apart from their multi-instrumental vocal and songwriting talents, what truly drew fans to Goose House is their infectious energy and attitude about music creation. However, Goose House disbanded in 2018, and in November of the same year, four of their six founding members formed a new band named Play Goose. In this episode, let's take a trip down memory lane and reminisce about the best works that Goose House has created over the years.
You want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
Thanks, Anna, for putting in the ad for our Patreon. That's right, guys. Please join our Patreon. Now, coming in at number 4 is their 2014 single, Koi wa Hira Hira Ri.
Number 4.
Bye.
wa Hira Hirari is included as the second track in Goosehouse's single Oto no Naru Hoe. The title of the song literally translates to Love is a Fluttering Light. It has very beautiful lyrics describing a very tearful goodbye to a classmate, which implies it's another farewell song for founding member Daizu, the Oni-chan of Goosehouse. In the same year, the band signed on to Great Records, which is a subdivision of Sony Music Records, and achieved 1 million subscribers on their YouTube channel. Now, although the audio quality in some of Goosehouse's music videos are kind of not that perfect, in some ways, they make up for it with their enthusiasm and passion. And because it's often recorded in your share house, I guess it just creates a very nice, homely, made at home kind of vibe. And it's quite cute because like sometimes they have added clips of members bursting out laughing or forgetting the lyrics to their videos. There was one video where the band was covering the song Ureshi Tanoshi Daisuki by Dreams Come True, and Migiwa, who was supposed to play the melodica, suddenly realized that she didn't have the instrument on her, and then she was seen running back to her room to grab it while the other members laughed on. Shuhei Watanabe, the last male member of the group, joined in 2012 to replace Johnny Saito when he left for the first time. He was also in a group called Monochrome Color, and is also often seen wearing his trademark hat. Shuhei has a very deep and distinctive voice and plays the guitar and bass.
Yeah, I did notice that their videos that they post don't have, like, obviously, like a studio recording quality because they're not in a studio. But I still think whatever they post on YouTube specifically is really good. And I usually download it to listen to in my free time. I don't really notice that big of a difference.
Yeah, I would say their setup is quite professional, not too bad, and I just kind of enjoy the vibe because it's basically, and back in the day when, you know, you had musicians on YouTube just record in their rooms or their toilet, something like that. It's all just like a really simple setup, guys. You don't need like anything cool, just like a really good sound system and a recording system.
Right, exactly. And with that, we go into number three. From 2015, it's their song Love and Life.
Number three.
Love is here to stay. Love is where you
to
Love and Life was included in the band's fifth studio album named Heptagon. Heptagon is a seven-sided shape representing the seven members of the group. It's the last full album Goosehouse released as a seven-member group following Nigiwa's announcement of her departure. There's an immediate impact right at the beginning of the song as the lyrics are, "Love is here to stay, love is where you smile." And this highly anticipated song comes almost 1 year after releasing Hikaru Nara, the opening song for the anime
Your Lie in April.
Have you watched the anime Your Lie in April?
It's unfortunate. I watch a lot of animes, but the ones that are specifically mentioned in here are not the ones that I ended up watching. They're ones that I'm like, I know it's good, but I'm not going to watch it right now. But I heard it's like kind of sad, but really nice still.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I believe it's a award winning. So I actually knew of the manga first before it was the anime, and it's actually a very well received and very, I think it was awarded quite a few times as a manga before it became the anime. And it is, yes, you're right, it is quite a melancholic tinged anime and plotline basically. But you'll find out the reason why. So if you watch the anime or read the manga, you'll get what I mean. Anyway, coming in at number 2, we're almost at the end of the episode, everyone. It's your 2018 single, Haru no Namida o.
Number 2.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
たどり着いた夢が呼んでいるから別れてゆく未来
ちの先でももっと強くなりたいと思ってるんだよ。そうさ、虹が伸びる空は離れ離れじゃないよ。心をつなげて歩こう。どんな時でも明日の空はほらね、まばゆい青色。
Haruno Namida or Tears of Spring is the title track of the band's ninth and final studio album, Goose House Phrase 17, Flight, which was released on April 11, 2018. In the same year, on November 26, Shuhei Kudo, Kei Takebuchi, Manami, Sayaka, and Shuhei Watanabe announced via a livestream session that they were graduating from Goose House and would be returning as solo musicians, which came as a shock to many fans. Kudo, Manami, Sayaka, and Watanabe went on to start a new project named Play Goose, which would welcome collaborations from past and present members of Goose House. A new YouTube channel was launched with the four members regularly performing music. The first broadcast of Play Goose was held on November 26th, the same day of the announcement, and features former Goose House members Migiwa Takizawa, Ryoka Kanda, and Masahide Kimura participating in the broadcast. The new group released their first song, Play This Song, on YouTube on December 22nd with the message, "We met in music and we're connected by music. We hope everyone will continue to smile," signifying a new beginning and thanking fans for their support. In October of 2019, Play Goose released their first album, Answers. Have you been following Goose House post-Goose House, Anna?
No, I actually did not know about this until I looked through the script the other day.
Same, similar. I didn't realize that the band disbanded, and I was like, oh, I didn't know Goose House was gone. And I did not know of Play Goose as well.
Right, exactly. How interesting.
Yeah, very. This is the final ad of this entire episode. Would you want to hear double or triple the amount of songs on this episode? Join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon platinum donor to get respectively double or triple the amount of songs on this show. For full details, check out our website at jtop10.jp/club.
And unfortunately, we are at the last song of the episode, number one from 2014. It's Hikaru Nara.
Number one.
I'm not afraid to die.
is best known for their hit single Hikaru Nara, or in English, If You Will Shine, for the first opening of the heart-wrenching anime Shigatsu wa Kimi no Uso, Where You Were Lying April, and was released as a CD single on November 19, 2014. It's even featured in the first episode of the anime, where the main character, Kosei Arima, is listening to it. Besides the anime's moving storyline, beautiful animation, and fantastic sound design that's bound to leave viewers in tears, Your Lying April truly demonstrates the transformative power of music and delicately deals with the subject of loss and childhood trauma. A live-action film adaptation of the same name, starring Suzu Hirose and Kento Yamazaki, was released in September 2016. This song is the group's biggest success to date, with over 30,000 singles sold, according to Oricon, and is the group's most viewed video on YouTube, with more than 45 million hits. Listeners are grabbed by the bombastic opening that leads straight into the chorus with moving lyrics. Okay, and that is the end of the Artist of the Month episode.
From Boost House.
Yeah.
So, how do you enjoy the episode? How do you enjoy making this episode? When you learned more about Goose House?
I think it's really interesting because I guess I'm not somebody who often dives deep in the artists when they create the songs. I always like listening to their music and kind of basing it off their songs alone. So I like these episodes because I actually get to know a little bit more about the band and understand why some of their songs are created the way they are. Like in this particular episode with the songs that we've mentioned, I didn't realize that there's so many members that kind of go in and out. I just thought that they were this huge, huge group with so many different members, and that every song was just kind of alternating between this huge group.
Mm-hmm. So, as the old person in this episode, before they got signed, and if anyone's very curious about Goose House and their music, they keep actually a lot, nearly every, I believe all of the covers that they've done originally back in the day. So if you go through their entire video channel on YouTube, you can find music that they put up from a decade ago or 11 years ago on the channel. So the Goose House YouTube channel is basically an archive of everything Goose House pre, present and post major debut. So it's a very interesting time capsule, and it's very interesting to see the different faces that come in during the early days of the Goose House music roster. And as we said earlier in the episode, many of the musicians featured inside the Goose House share house were brought together by the Sony Walkman campaign for Playhouse, I guess. So a Play U House, I mean. So that's something very interesting, and if you'd like to hear more about Goose House and dive more into their history as a band from 2009 to 2018, go ahead. That's about 9 years of their music. Yeah.
Well, I'll definitely dive into that since I have to go back and get some of these songs for the episode, but I will definitely look back into their archives there because I don't think many artists even have that kind of archive available for fans to kind of go through. Like, usually it's harder to find older songs for some bands, but this one, because of their YouTube channel and the methods that they went through to not advertise themselves, but to, you know, show their work, mm-hmm. I think it's really cool, as you said, that time capsule.
Yeah. And I think another interesting part about going through the Goose House YouTube channel is that you can actually find the original versions of some of their original songs performed before it was a studio version. It was just like an acoustic set. And then down the line, you'll find the studio versions when they released it as like official singles or on official mini albums or their studio albums.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice to see.
Mm-hmm. So that concludes the rest of this episode for Goose House.
And coming up in the next episode is our newest one of our newer members, Tassi, joining Kirby for the top 10 episode of November 2020. They'll see you in a little over a week from now.
That's right. So this is Ethel signing out, and also
Anna.
Okay, and I'll see you in another episode in December. for the final artist of the month of 2020. Okay, bye guys. Take care.
Bye.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.